For each person living with myasthenia gravis, or MG, their journey with this rare condition is unique. That's why Untold Stories, Life with Myasthenia Gravis, a new podcast from iHeartRadio in partnership with Argenix, is exploring the extraordinary challenges and personal triumphs of underserved communities living with MG. Host Martine Hackett will share these powerful perspectives from real people with MG so their experiences can help inspire the MG community and educate others about this rare condition. Listen to find strength in community on the MG journey on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At AT&T, learn how new and existing customers can get our best deal on any Google Pixel phone with a choice of plans that's right for you. No compromising needed. Just ask my buddy whose son wasn't interested in sharing his toy at the park. When my buddy explained that he'd have to compromise, the boy said, "When you went to get the best deal on a new Google Pixel phone with a choice of plans at AT&T, you didn't compromise." So basically, they gave my buddy everything he wanted without any catches. Ah, now that's what we call a teachable moment. Connecting changes everything. AT&T may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. No eligible trade-in needed. Offers vary by Pixel phone. Terms and restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories. In 1996, the Wall Street Journal referred to the Maglite flashlight as the Cadillac of flashlights. The creator of this flashlight that sold millions? Tony Maglica, founder of Mag Industries. Today, our own Monty Montgomery brings us the story of this Croatian immigrant who started with nothing and ended up with something.
Tony Maglica was born in New York City in November of 1930. But with the Great Depression in full swing, he and his family moved back to his mother's native island in Croatia.
1932, my mom went back to Europe. My father stayed here. They thought things gonna blow up in no time. So things gonna be good right away, you know, so. But he said he didn't have no money. He didn't have no jobs. My father didn't even have the money to send my mom back. He had to borrow money on the future, a job that he gets and paid it back. So I went over there with my mom, and we're supposed to go back in a couple of years. So they said, well, we're gonna save a little more money and this and that. And we are quite caught in a war, World War II. And that wasn't very pleasant to anyone. It was very difficult to live under Mussolini. If they suspect that you are a communist or you are on the other side, whatever side that it is, they simply torture you and kill you. One of the torture there was by rich in oil, castor oil, and they will put a tube in your throat and they will give you maybe a quart or so of this oil. And you die. I mean, it's just simply not immediately, but you know, it's a horrible way to die. There was no freedom to leave the town. We have no income. Then when the Italian got defeated, they got involved with Germans. When a German comes in a town, it was so frightening because they rounded all the people in the town to come down to the town. And they put the entire town in a semicircle against a big wall with three machine guns, one here, one there, and one in the center. And I was just a young man. I remember my mom was there standing up. I was right on the center. So I went under my mom's skirt. This guy was really upset. Tell us to come out. They tell us to, we exposed somebody. They said that they know that we killed somebody in town, to dispose the person who have committed this crime. Well, there was no one that commit a crime. And we don't know if somebody commit a crime. Said, if you don't say, we're gonna kill all of you. So what are you gonna do? Just point the finger on an innocent person. And the people that time, even if their life was on the line, they wouldn't do it, they wouldn't lie. There was a priest there, and he was begging that his people would never commit any kind of crime. And he has, priest say, you have a power to kill us all. I understand that. But if we tell you that this person commit a crime, we don't know that anybody commit a crime. And in this town, never been personally in jail. There's never been anyone, they believe in God by doing crime like that. So anyway, on the end of about 4 hours, they're standing up and you don't know that when they're gonna pull the trigger. It's almost like being dead anyway. You don't know any second that they're gonna turn around and start shooting. So my mom was terrified. And of course, I was terrified. I mean, the whole town was terrified. Then they let us go. It wasn't the same thing everywhere in the country. You know, other town, you know, they put the people against the wall, just shoot them.
And you're listening to the voice of Tony Maglica, and he's telling the story of his life in Croatia around World War II and letting folks know what real totalitarianism looks and feels like to a small village where he had set up until these grand inquisitions and interrogations by the Nazis, that there had never been a person in jail in his town. And yet they were looking for a murder suspect, and make one up. We don't care. When we come back, the story of Tony Maglica continues. From nothing to something, a part of our American Dreamer's story here on Our American Story. Lee Habib here, the host of Our American Stories. Every day on this show, we're bringing inspiring stories from across this great country. Stories from our big cities and small towns. But we truly can't do this show without you. Our stories are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love what you hear, go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Give a little, give a lot. Go to OurAmericanStories.com and give.
With backyard barbecues and summer get-togethers coming in hot, it's the perfect time to upgrade your entertainment setup. Whether it's outdoor movies on the big screen or cheering on your favorite soccer team with friends, you can get a 65-inch Vizio V-Series 4K smart TV for just $398 at Walmart. With its big screen, crystal clear picture, and built-in apps like iHeartRadio to play all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts, this is the perfect TV for gatherings big or small. Get yours at Walmart today.
You're counting steps, tracking the latest fintech, and refreshing your stock portfolio daily. But are you optimizing your gut health? Getting your gut right is key to getting everything else right. Seeds DS01 is the probiotic of choice for top performers, from athletes to entrepreneurs. Use DS01 to maintain stasis and keep your body operating like clockwork. Here's the breakdown to get your gut game on lock. DS01 is formulated with 24 clinically and scientifically studied probiotic strains and a prebiotic compound to deliver systemic benefits from healthy regularity to immune and skin support. Developed by leading microbiome researchers and engineered with Seed's capsule and capsule technology, DS01 is engineered to deliver an estimated 100% of the probiotic starting dose to the colon. There's no refrigeration necessary, and the first month includes a refillable glass jar and complimentary vial for the on-the-go. Your sustainable refills arrive monthly in a home compostable pouch. Upgrade your gut health to unlock the life-changing benefits and peak performance that elite achievers have experienced with DS01. Visit seed.com/iHeart and use code iHeart to redeem 30% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com, seed.com/iHeart with code iHeart. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This summer, it's time for Barbie.
Me?
To discover
the real world.
No! Catch me!
From director Greta Gerwig.
I've started to get all these weirdo feelings.
It's anxiety.
You're gonna start getting sad and wishy and complicated.
She's not dead, she's just having an existential crisis.
Starring Margot Robbie.
Yay!
And Ryan Gosling.
I'm just a dude.
Ken isn't something we're worried about.
What?
Barbie, only in theaters July 21st. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13.
And we continue with our American stories and the story of Tony Maglica. When we last left off, Tony was telling the harrowing story of living under both Italian and German occupation in war-torn Croatia during World War II. But if there was anything positive about this time in Tony's life, it was his mother. Here's Tony telling the story of what she did to help the family during this traumatic time.
On anything, what she did, we sold it. Everything that we brought it from U.S., we sold it. The blankets, the cups, the spoon, the plates, whatever we have, traded for corn. My mom will save the corn and the various seeds of various grass, various beans and stuff like that. And I learned something from it. No matter how hungry we was, my mom would go to the pillowcase and she would take a cup of wheat. You know, I tell you, it's hard for me to even talk about it. There is no one like the mother.
By 1950, Tony had had enough of living in war-torn Croatia and made the decision to come back to the United States.
Well, there was a boat that, a war boat, personnel boat, big ship. And they got it, England got it for the damage that they did, I guess they had to pay. So they took the boat, and so they used that to transport the people. I know it was like they was making a tourism out of it. So you have two, three classes on that boat. The third class, it was just shelves, like a shelf where you store your cans. There was a 6-bed in this little closet. So it was myself and 5 other people. So I have it tough, but there's other people have it even tougher than I am. Family was tortured. the member of the family got killed. All these things, you have to have a desire to survive. You have to have a desire to accomplish something.
And Tony would accomplish something. But for right now, he was just one of many immigrants arriving in New York speaking very little English and with no money. So his first task was finding work.
When I come to New York, I went to work in a sewing company that making clothes. So make a collar, sleeves or whatever. 55 cents an hour. That was a lot of money then, well, at least for me it was anyway. I didn't know anything in the interest, you know, metric. So I said, I want to learn how to do it. So the guy says to me, go to school, there's trade school. So I went to trade school, I was there 1 week, and the guy said, look, fella, you need to go get a job. You don't need to go to school for this thing. You can teach other guys how to do that. I couldn't speak English. How can I teach anybody? So I went to Denver, Colorado, got a job in a machine shop.
But before Tony was hired at the shop he would work at, he faced some aversion there because of his lack of English.
And they said, you can't. How can you do this job? You can't work. I said, give me a job. If I can't do it, don't have to pay me anything. I work for free. He said, oh, we have a union here and stuff. We can't do that. And the guy says over there was speaking Italian. So my Italian was not really good, but was the only thing I have, and nobody speak Croatian. So the guy talked to me in Italian. He said, do you really think you can do the job? I said, yeah. So the guy said to the guy, why don't you give a guy opportunity? Give him a chance. The guy said, well, come on. In the office, it won't like that we're doing. He said, look, nobody knows anything. You know, why don't you just, maybe we can get a big laugh out of it. The guy gave it to me. He gave me a machine that wasn't running for years. I cleaned that machine, made the slides move, turned the machine on, and I made the parts in 1 week, just as good as the people was doing now in other machine that was costing at that time probably maybe $8,000. I worked there for a year or something. But then these people says, you know, Tony, why don't you go to California? It's a nice weather. And you can make it $3 an hour. $3 an hour, God. You know, that's a lot of money. $3 an hour, more than three times what I'm making now. And I bought a 1947 Studebaker. And that was a piece, I'll tell you. The guy that I worked, that gave me $1.25 an hour, he gave me his car to drive. That's the first test of me in this country, a people, pleasant. They wanted to help me. I felt so guilty that I have to leave, but I said, I gotta get ahead. So anyway, I only made about 10 miles away from the Denver, my car overheated.
Nevertheless, Tony made it to California, where he would eventually find work at the A.O. Smith Company, a manufacturer of everything from car bodies to water heaters.
It was a really good job. I was making over $3 an hour.
But there was a downside.
We have a norm that you have to produce at least that much to keep your pay rate. And so I will make that. I will even give some parts to the people next to me who are making the same parts. Remember, the inspector will say, this is not your part, this is Tony's part, to the other guy. So the guy would, you know, let it go, you know. But the one thing that I didn't like, they didn't want me to make so many parts. Didn't want me to shop my own tool. A very strict union. The guy said, look, you don't have to make that many parts. I said, but look at how many people are lying waiting to get a tool shop. I said, I can do it in 5 minutes and I can go back to work. The guy said, Tony, if you're gonna do that, you're going to get in trouble. And it was right. I did. The people, when I got to the bathroom, they were over there, slow me down everywhere I can.
They messed with Tony's machine, hampering his ability to produce.
I said, my God. I was thinking about my mom telling me, you work hard and do a good job. Why this? Why did people do stuff like that? I was really sick in my stomach.
Tired of spending his days at a company where he was being held back, Tony decided to use $125 he had saved up to make a down payment on his own machine. Soon, he was able to rent a garage in South El Monte, California, and would pick up some contract jobs, initially working for his supervisor at A.O. Smith Company, who would offer him some advice.
He said, Tony, I heard you have a lady at home. And he said, what about making these shirts for me? And I said, sure, here, you show me what you can do. The guy gives me that. He said, Tony, you know, you're doing a good job, but I need thousands of these parts, not just 50 or 100. Why don't you just quit the job and do this in your garage? You can make more money than you're making here. I said, that was my goal, but I didn't know where to get to work.
And you're listening to Tony Maglica tell the story of his journey from Croatia through Europe to the United States, from New York City to Denver, and ultimately to California, where he was looking for that $3 a day job. But in the end, fellow workers were holding him back from his potential, from what he could do with his life. And what happens next? Well, you'll hear more of Tony Maglica's story, our American Dreamers series, here on Our American Story.
Backyard barbecues and summer get-togethers coming in hot. It's the perfect time to upgrade your entertainment setup. Whether it's outdoor movies on the big screen or cheering on your favorite soccer team with friends, you can get a 65-inch Vizio V-Series 4K smart TV for just $398 at Walmart. With its big screen, crystal clear picture, and built-in apps like iHeartRadio to play all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts, this is the perfect TV for gatherings big or small. Get yours at Walmart today.
This summer, it's time for Barbie.
Me?
To discover
the real world.
No!
Catch me!
From director Greta Gerwig.
I've started to get all these weirdo feelings.
It's anxiety.
You're gonna start getting sad and mushy and complicated.
She's not dead, she's just having an existential crisis.
Starring Margot Robbie.
Yay!
And Ryan Gosling.
I'm just a dude.
Ken isn't something we're worried about.
What?
Barbie, only in theaters July 21st. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Getting help for my anxiety made me feel like myself again, but we have all sorts of reasons for putting off taking care of ourselves.
I thought I could just keep pushing through my depression symptoms.
Let's push through dinner with the in-laws, not life.
I don't want medication to change who I am.
Understood. But what if it helps you feel like yourself again?
I hoped my depression would just go away after a while.
Same. But for me, it was kind of like wishing away my taxes.
I've thought about trying medication for my anxiety before, but I don't know where to start.
I've got you. Through Hers, you can get a prescription 100% online if a medical professional determines it's right for you. And through the Hers app, you can message them at any time. There shouldn't be a stigma about taking medication for anxiety.
Start your free assessment today at forhers.com/care. That's forhers.com/CARE. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Controlled substances like Adderall are not available through the Hers platform.
And we continue with Our American Stories and the story of Tony Maglica. When we last left off, Tony had just been given a bit of advice. He was told that he could make more money being his own boss. So in 1955, Tony founded Mag Instrument. Let's pick up where we last left off.
I was doing the work for James Bond and Clark, and I was doing also the business for Cloud and Multiplier. It used to be a calculator that would do by, division and multiplication, Anyway, they did a government job, so I was doing some job from them. And I was doing all different kind of stuff. The 30 millimeter projectile, Mach 87 fuse bomb. And that was a very competitive job. For one penny, you can lose the job, even if you run it now. And it's job shop is very competitive business. People don't know how competitive that is. Anyway, I was doing the different job shop work, all kind of job shop work, including a component that actually took the satellite, first satellite up in space. I was making parts for everybody. Then there's a company by the name Bianchi Company, and they made an aluminum light. So I told the guy, I can make a light better than anything that you guys have. So when I developed and I showed him, he said, no, we want to make our own light. We don't want your light.
But despite the setback, others were still interested in Tony's flashlight, including Neil Perkins, founder of Safariland, who was looking to make a new flashlight specifically designed for law enforcement.
And he said, I heard that you have a flashlight. How about let me sell your flashlight? Okay, how many you can sell? Last year we sold several thousand for the whole year. Yeah, he said that part of it we couldn't get it. I said, well, if I'm going to make it for you, I want a 15,000 a month. He said, it's only 15,000 a month. It's crazy. Well, I said, yeah, I know I can make it, I can sell it. I can make it, and I can make it in production, I can make it economically enough, and be able to sell it. He said, I'm sorry, Tony, but God, I wish you change your, if you change your mind, if it doesn't work, please come back.
So a determined Tony took his flashlight to a trade show.
We sold. First show, thousands.
You heard right. Tony had far exceeded expectations at his first trade show. And MagLite wasn't just popular with law enforcement. With the introduction of Mini-Mag, it became popular with the average consumer as well. Tony was making a lot of flashlights.
We averaged thousands a day, all the flashlights combined, not just Mini-Mag. But many Mark, we sold them, millions.
Tony Maglica, who came back to his birth country speaking no English and with very little money, had become a self-made millionaire. Tony didn't settle down though, and now in his 90s, he's still working and making maglights in America, nowhere else.
I go to work every day. I never miss a day. I work. From Monday to through Saturday. Saturday, I spend not quite a full day. But during the week, I'm trying to be here before 8, and I never leave before 6, maybe 7. Sometime when it's nice, when the light is on, I don't go home till 9. Then when I come home, I eat the dinner, I go right on the drawing board, upstairs. People say, why are you doing it? Don't you make enough money? Yes, I have made enough money. I want the mag to continue. I want my children to continue. I want the people that are here, that've been with me from beginning, to continue. So what do I do now? Just kick them in the butt and say, go home? You can't do that. My conscience won't let me. When you make enough money for yourself and your family, you're secure. And if you can do a good thing, good deed, there is no biggest pleasure in the world than doing that. My really goal is someday to have this company, before I leave this earth, that I can get a good people, give him a little slice of that pie.
For Tony, his mission is to keep his business in the country that made it possible for it to exist in the first place, and to continue to help the people that opened their arms to him. It's the least he can do.
People retire, or people call me and tell me that they thank me. They thank me what I done for them. One guy I have, I didn't have very much money, or there I was really struggling there. And the doctor told me he's got to quit working. The guy comes to me in my office, and he's crying. I said, John, what's the matter? I have to leave my job, this job. I said, but that's not the end of the world. No, he said, I have a heart problem. A doctor wants me to retire, stop working. I said, John, it's okay, you know. I didn't have that much money. I wrote them a check of $100,000, send them around the world. I felt good to know that I was able to do that for him. I invest in equipment, I invest on the people, and I didn't want to go to China to make it. I could have gone over there to China to make it and meet the multi-billionaire. Why? This is the only place in the world they can do what I did. And everybody has that opportunity. There is no place in the world that you can have what you, opportunity that you have here. I will give up all my business, everything, for this country. And I will give my life for this country. You're free to do whatever you want, as long as you stay within the law. The best day I have, I think, when I landed in New York, it was a land of freedom. You don't understand what that is. Nobody understands what the freedom is. Nobody understands what we got here. They don't understand that our Constitution, like there's something horrible thing they think, they want to change it. Why do you want to change it when it's perfect? Don't try to fix something that's not broken. That compare with all the world, find a place that you can think you would rather be than here. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you are. God bless you. Be what you want to be.
And you've been listening to the voice of Tony Maglica, and this may be as good a story as we've told, not just about him, but about the country that adopted him and the country he adopted, because it's a two-way street. My goodness, did he adopt this country, and does he love it? From Croatia, across Europe, and across America, from New York to Denver to California. And when he finally becomes his own boss and brings his Maglite to a trade show, 250,000 are ordered. And yet, he didn't cash out. He didn't make his Maglite in China. He wanted to keep it here in appreciation of the country that he so loves. The story of Tony Maglica, the story of American entrepreneurialism and the American heart. This is Our American Stories.
Now is the time to experience America's pastime in a whole new way. Major League Baseball has teamed up with T-Mobile for Business to advance the game with next-gen 5G solutions, going deeper with real-time data visualization, new camera angles that put fans on the field with their favorite players, and even testing an automated ball strike system in the minor leagues. This is the 5G era of baseball. See what we can do for your business at T-Mobile.com/now. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Officially licensed product of MLB Players Incorporated.
Four tickets for just $80 all in can only mean one thing. The sun is out, outdoor venues are open, and summer's live. Get four tickets for $80 all in and choose from over 2,500 of this summer's hottest shows like 50 Cent, Avenged Sevenfold, Counting Crows, Pentatonix, Pepe Aguilar, and more. The best summer ever starts with tickets to all your favorite artists. Don't miss out. Four tickets for just $80 all in. On sale July 19th through August 1st. Head to LiveNation.com/summerslive.
For each person living with myasthenia gravis, or MG, their journey with this rare condition is unique. That's why Untold Stories, Life with Myasthenia Gravis, a new podcast from iHeartRadio in partnership with Argenix, is exploring the extraordinary challenges and personal triumphs of underserved communities living with MG. Host Martine Hackett will share these powerful perspectives from real people with MG so their experiences can help inspire the MG community and educate others about this rare condition. Listen to find strength in community on the MG journey on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.